Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Today, we continue our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom provides them with his answers. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Dear Dr. Bloom, hello, my dear brother. I'm from European Union, Latvia, former USSR country. I'm afraid your understanding of Georgia in your sermon, War with Russia, is totally deceived by American media. It is proved that Georgia started the conflict with Russia. They killed 1,600 peaceful people in the first 2 days with missiles. Please be very careful about such things. Don't believe all the media is pouring out to you on TV. If Georgia weren't in NATO, it would start World War III. Preach the gospel, not politics.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that's quite a question there. I've evidently offended this brother from Latvia, I guess that's where you say that, Latvia, of the USSR, former USSR country. And to give you some background on that, he asked this question. It was during the war Russia was fighting against Georgia. And I was preaching a sermon titled War with Russia. It's on our internet website. And so this man listened to a sermon I preached on War with Russia. And he was offended about some things that I said on there. So that's the background to the question that he has asked. And so here are my comments to him. I want to thank you for your comment concerning the War with Russia sermon recently. I would appreciate receiving comments from other Christians in the former USSR as well. I receive my news not from TV or our American media in general. I actually pay for intelligence reports and receive information from various outlets in other countries. Don't misunderstand me. I have no reason to doubt you about the Georgia situation. Perhaps I did not make myself clear on the subject. I was giving an exposition on Ezekiel 38, and I was showing how some of today's events are leading to the time that Russia and her allies will march against Israel. I support missionaries to Russia and other Eastern Bloc nations. We love the Russian people, and we want to see them receive Christ as Savior like we do people in all places. I do not believe Georgia will ever be part of NATO. NATO seems to be falling apart within. It's at best a weak organization. There are a growing number of Americans who want our government to stop sending troops around the world and take care of our own hemisphere and our own economy. Now, dear friend, do keep us in your prayers. I'm sorry if the sermon came off to you as preaching politics. We were simply tying in modern events with the Bible, not necessarily taking a political position. If you listen to the end of the sermon, you'll hear an invitation to receive Christ. We need people, as yourself, praying for us. And I hope you'll continue to pray for us and that you'll listen to our other sermons on our website. Just understand, the purpose of the Russia sermon was to show that the problems with Georgia would be alleviated because Russia, with her allies, will march that pathway that goes right by Georgia, and she's not going to be able to stop it. And so I hope that was a help to that brother that wrote us from the former USSR country. Now we're ready for the fifth question.
Dear Dr. Bloom, do you believe that a Christian ought to take another Christian to court before the unsaved?
Well, here's a brother that's asking, should I take another Christian to court? And one brother taking another brother, and he references 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And so here's my answer to that brother. I'm very familiar with the passage in 1 Corinthians. Having taught it at least 3 times in my ministry when going verse by verse through the book, I'm well acquainted with it. We must also be very clear that no scripture is of private interpretation. That is, it cannot be interpreted apart from other portions. For example, there's a heresy called easy believism. They will cite that there are verses that mention only faith. However, I point out to them there are passages that mention only repentance. Now, to lift the faith part out of the scripture and exclude repentance because of a verse that doesn't use the word repent is wrong. It is making the scripture of private interpretation. Now, as to your question, it is important that one clarify. For example, if a man claims to be a Christian, but sexually molest your child, should you take him to court? You see, the Bible does cover for criminal actions to take another to court. In Exodus, we find that if one man's ox killed another man's ox, they were to kill the live ox and divide it between the men. But let us use another example. Let us say that a man has 2 sons. One takes a dollar from the other boy. He tells his dad. His dad makes him restore it. There is a principle about stealing, and yet one about responsibility for our actions. Now let us say that a person works for another person who embezzles $250,000. The Bible thing is for the person who embezzled it to give it back immediately. But embezzlement is also a felony. The law needs to deal with this person. If I loan money to someone and they are not able to pay it back, I must allow it to be a loss and I should not take them to court. The difference is the first case is criminal and the second case is civil. Although the one not paying back is wrong, the Bible shows we should not take away their cloak. There was a man a few years ago who was a member of our church. He borrowed money in the thousands from people and did not pay it back. Now, I told the people to make others aware of this man so they don't give in to his pressure to loan them money. I believe the scriptures teach that if you loan money, you may end up not getting it back. The church could require it, but very few Christians will listen to their church if they're already borrowing money they don't intend to pay back. In that it's not stolen for the law, rather it's borrowed and not paid back, really, it would be hard to take them to court. Now, I believe that the context of 1 Corinthians, along with the culture of Corinth in that day, is that men were taking others to court over slander. We see that in the factions, gossip, and other like problems outlined in 1 Corinthians. The admonition is that we are to take it instead of going to court. Just take it. Don't sue over slander or whatever petty jealousy will spring up. Boy, don't we have that in the United States today in which people want to sue one another at the slightest thing. Now, one final thing. Whereas they should pay back a loan, a man may realize that the money will not be paid back to him on time. He should not have a bad attitude about the late payment. If money is stolen, it should all be given back immediately. When a bank is robbed and the robber is caught, is he allowed to give back only a portion, a little at a time maybe? No. If he gets caught stealing, they get all of it back and he goes to jail. You see, criminal action is different from civil action. Now, I hope this is a help to you. And I'm sure since you've written me, you've got a case going on right now. And I don't know, usually when somebody writes me a question like this, it's because there is something that may be bordering on criminality instead of civility. And so let me just say, if it's criminal, I believe the Bible would have us to take them to court. And I believe that they should be turned in. I believe that anybody that commits a criminal offense needs to be taken care of in that respect. And so I hope that that's a good answer to that, dear brother. All right, we'll be ready for the next question.
Dear Dr. Bloom, I listened to your broadcast recently over 90.3 in Haines City, Florida. My church is turning to contemporary worship. I've tried for a year to accept it, but it is not helping. Your program stated something about this recently, and I did not get all of it. Could you send me a transcript of the program?
Well, I want to thank you for listening to that broadcast over radio station 90.3 in Haines City. Boy, what a radio station it is. I love to go down there and visit the college, the church, and stop in and meet the people at the radio station. It is doing a tremendous work, and we really appreciate being able to work with them to get the Word of God throughout the Central Florida area. And now, the question dealt with their turning to contemporary worship within their church. And this person has tried to accept it and has been there for about a year and just can't accept it in her heart. Then listen to one of our broadcasts. It taught against contemporary worship simply because that's what the Bible teaches against. And so she wrote me on that line. And so that's the question that we're looking at this point. I wrote her back and said, thank you for your email. And this is a serious matter. Worship is a serious matter. Israel went to captivity for corrupted worship. You can look at 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 11 through 17, with emphasis on verses 14 and 15, and then also Ezekiel 34. I'm also enclosing a booklet titled Blended Worship, which is quite instructive. Also, I'm enclosing the booklet I wrote titled Building Blocks. The chapter on separation may be quite helpful for you. And since you are in the Haines City listing area, I would suggest contacting Landmark Baptist Church and ask if they know of a church in your area that is not following the contemporary or blended worship mode. They would be more familiar with churches in your area than I would. And it may be that you would want to pray and seek if the Lord would have you to make a change at this time. Now, I'm not telling you to do so, but I am telling you to seek the Lord in this matter, especially if the church is delving into corrupted worship. We remember the story of Nadab and Abihu. They tried to offer strange fire back there in the book of Leviticus as priests of God in the Old Testament worship. And they tried to offer something different than what God had prescribed. They thought what they had was better. And so they were going to worship God, and they were going to try to do the things that a worship service should do. But they thought that the incense from Egypt was much better than the incense that God had commanded to be offered. Just like people today say, well, you know what, if we put the world's music to it, we don't need that old-fashioned godly music. We can use this music in it, and it will impress the people. But understand, worship is directed towards Jesus Christ. It's directed towards one person. And if you want worship that's holy and acceptable unto God, then worship must be God's way, according to the Word of God. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry, and it's a blessing to hear from our listeners. And feel free to write or email us at any time. And of course, if you're in the Ocala area, feel free to visit Central Baptist Church. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Years now crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.